It's Lodi San here, and on behalf of the Balcony Boys, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Balcony Sessions podcast. Little disclaimer before the episode begins, everything you hear on Balcony Sessions podcast is strictly for entertainment, it's strictly for shits and giggles, none of it is real, none of it is serious, we don't hate anybody. If jokes are made at your expense, we are sorry, it's just for entertainment, you understand? Also, participate in our weekly Spotify polls for our Spotify listeners and our polls on Twitter. Use the hashtag Balcony Sessions or hashtag Balcony Boys if you want to make a comment, if you want to make a suggestion, or even if you just want to commend us, because truly and truly, we did try. Also, send us a DM and follow us on our Twitter account at Balcony Sessions and on our Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. I'll repeat, at Twitter at Balcony Sessions and Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Peace.
You are now listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. You know the vibes.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the best show in the motherfucking world. It's the Balcony Sessions podcast. And you're here with the Balcony Boys. As we always do it, the way we do it. But we're doing it differently today because now me, they do the intro today. They play.
Madu.
Yes, so I'm here. Yes, today, yes, I'm your host. Fair enough, Forever is your host today. And I'm here with my brodies.
Nodi's out here.
I'm on way. Yeah, no.
Princess.
Nodi San, now you're supposed to go first.
In the door, though. Oh my passenger P, normal P.
Normal P's now.
Yeah, man. It's Lodi San, man. Oda di man, flag of Lodi. You know the stick, bro.
Yes. How are you guys feeling now?
Oh, man.
Let me start with you.
Okay.
I'm supporting striker today. Me, I'm here for the right today.
Let's see how this goes. Knees, what do you have for us today, dog?
Today I have a few things to talk about. It's nothing crazy, Sha. But first, I want to ask you guys how you are. G, how are you? Lodi has just said something very interesting.
No idea, man. I'm chilling. You get normal P.
You really turned into like a what they call this thing? Like Gunna Star. I swear, like when Lodi San said that you're Gunna Star, guy, every time I check your story, there's always pictures of niggas.
I'm just actually taking pictures sometimes. But like, yeah, man, but I did mentally, like mentally, I feel like I could even be in a better place mentally too.
But
I like where I am mentally too. You understand? But yeah, I could be in a better place. But and this normal P of knowing the strings to pull is like that whole the happiness you're looking for, work you're not doing. So I know there's
all that jazz.
There's one or two things I need to pattern like this week to make me just feel better. But yeah, I did cool.
Really cool. Have you guys been recording music recently?
These guys are recording every day. They're recording right now as we speak. You understand?
That's what's up. Niggas is on the fucking niggas on fucking motion. I mean, speaking of music, there was a small trend from 49th Street, shout out them. About like the one Nigerian love song. You get, and I've been seeing some really, really interesting like posts and like people's like you know what people are throwing into the ring, and I'm just wondering, like me, I saw Terry G. One Terry G song like this. How does that song go again? God, I think you guys
know one of his earlier songs.
It's one of his earlier songs now. It's all those
or is he part of those his madness?
It's not the madness one. It's
madness series.
Yes, you know the madness series, but I can't really remember the name of the song. Oh my god, I was literally just singing this song right now. Oh my god, but yeah,
it's not Naki Apaku.
Oh my god, it's not Apaku.
Yeah, that song is fire. That song is fire.
No, but were you guys fucking with Two-Face and them man back in the day? Yeah,
no, like, wait, but what's your greatest like love song from Nigeria ever?
Ah, that's the crazy. I think it's True Love, man. Two-Face. True Love.
I think If Love Is a Crime, Two-Face.
Yeah, that's one of
that. It's so crazy that before you even said Two-Face, my goated number one song is Two-Face, but it's African Queen. Like, the guy is actually that guy. Can't even lie,
bro. Yeah.
You know, on real, because Private Trips is literally that song. Like, bro, you could just they posted with your shorty on some place where nobody knows where you're not doing. I want our Private Trips now. Why are you like that?
And then the I think I'm also mentioned Davido and Ice Prince.
Yes, Feel Alright.
That was
an era, but you guys
is proper, like, you guys think, wedding song.
Do you guys think that like Afrobeats now, like love songs like Afrobeats now, is better than the ones before?
Like, how many songs are really doing that pee, like telling you that I love you so much? Like, do you get how many songs are really telling you that these days with Afrobeats? I mean,
Rema dropped Ginger Me, I think that's.
That's the one. Can't even lie.
That's mentioned.
Calm down, I mean, bro.
That's the one. And Calm Down is still more about like.
It's more like, about gifts and game.
Yeah, it's not about you get out.
It's not about love. It's just about game.
Okay, so that means the Afrobeats love songs that year where was that?
I won't say so though.
Mm. What would you say then?
I think the ones like that, they're still very well represented now. They just don't place so much of an emphasis because it all sounds like love songs, but they're not. Do you understand?
Yeah, I swear. I think it's because of the way the songs sound. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's how the songs, like the texture of the songs, like they're so sweet. You could think, say, oh, in a full love song. We don't listen to a heartbreak song.
Like, Arasta is fully repping for like love songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And they slam.
How is she doing love songs?
Reading My Blues is a love song.
Okay, that one that she did that guy too. Yeah. That was it.
She just dropped Reading
Love My Blues. Love don't cost it.
You can say love don't cost a thing.
No, man.
That's real shy. Cause like, I'm more like, I was listening to, like yesterday I went to watch Naija Ball. We'll get to that in a second. Yesterday, I went to watch Naija Ball and we were just listening, like, they were playing a lot of oldies. And the songs that they were playing were Akon songs. And, like, one of the things I noticed was, like, the texture of the songs was so, like, sweet. When you know when they say a song is sweet, Julius, like, it's kind of, like, different now. Like, I think that the influence of, like, drugs and shit, like, the amount of drugs that people use in their music when they make music, like, influences the way music sounds nowadays. Because you hear a lot of songs that are very, like, distorted or, like, except you are maybe still searching in the R&B, like, phase of it. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, one thing to really understand is that, like, you know, like, all these things are, like, early or, like, they weren't doing drugs back in the day.
Yeah,
when you see stuff like Pablo Escobar, like, Narcos, like, you realize that these things were set in, like...
That nigga, Wyclef Jean, was definitely doing some shit.
No, too. But, like, the thing is, like, this time it was set in, like, 1950-something.
Yeah.
You understand? That whole Knuckles, whole P. And now the P is that's not, if you really think about it, that's not such a long time ago. And those guys were the guys that, like, made it really possible to, like, be, to really, really, really be moving these weights. Do you understand? So, like, if you think about it, like, we're still in, like, first, second set of niggas since... The drug, like the massive drug exposure,
and I mean, I think it's even more about casual use.
Like, what you just think about it? What do you say?
I said I think it's more about casual use. To be fair, like the way people,
That, no, that I'm saying, it's always been there, but like just the ability to just buy it, you know, on the corner, all those things. Like it's not like it's always been there, you get.
Yeah,
I don't think people have always been doing drugs as casually as they do it now.
So. Yeah, bro. Dog. Hey. I don't think so, man.
Now he's on a different level.
Bro, I remember the result.
The accessibility is crazy, you know.
It'd be like Trade Fair.
When they call them
the very accessible
street. You know, they'll call them Igbo smokers. You know, go on, join them. You know that kind of
thing. Mm-hmm.
But now, like this, I'm telling you, 16-year-old boys, they go to sell you this dope.
These dopes on these streets. Anytime I walk down my street, somebody's blowing one AZ.
So, dog. Like, I didn't see bus conductors, like 10-year-old, bro. They're puffing on Zuri.
No, but that's extremely crazy, though. I think we have that's a drug problem, especially in this Lagos.
Wow, you think? You think?
What's happening in Lagos, though, bro? Don't worry, it's crazy. Even this ABJ is mad. Like, Jonathan, trust. It's everywhere. In drugs, so...
See,
even, okay, when I was...
It's drugs. That's winning the war on drugs.
Yeah, bro, literally.
Drugs, they win. As in, you get... You wine. There's a war on drugs, and drugs is winning.
The people that are waging the war on drugs... They are on the side of drugs.
As in, do you understand?
They are helping drugs win.
I swear.
If you sit down sometimes and think about the way the world works, you go one mad, but you know go one mad, so you go just chill.
Yeah.
So what kind of things have you been thinking about recently?
Man, that's crazy. It's a lot. And like, I've been pushing away, like, I've been trying to be like, okay, you know what, let me not be on so much self, improvement, so much just words, you know, just really deep thoughts. I'm trying to like shallow, like my brain out. It's okay, maybe when I listen to certain podcasts, but I can't even take it in anymore. Pause. Like there are certain things that I just can't, like now I just can't believe I used to like listen to this.
Like okay, so
and it's not like what? Anything that they do has changed. It's just like my mind is just changing.
Like stuff like
I don't know. Like I knew you guys know how much I enjoy Three Shots of Tequila, the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm listening, I'm like, yo, these niggas are slow.
Yeah.
I'm like, these niggas are slow. I'm like, wow, okay, fair enough. I used to enjoy this. And I still enjoy it because...
Why do you think that, though?
Man.
Be honest, you can be honest. Just, this is a safe space.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, a lot of times, they lack nuance. Let me not even say they. I would say like... There are certain characters, like sometimes, like in a few episodes back, or like the last episode, Marvin, like I was questioning his IQ. I even had to comment that like they all need to like bring their IQ test on the next episode because Marvin is scaring me. And like I think whoever handles it, like pinned it, so they'll probably mention it on the next episode. Because I'm like, whoa, like... He brought up something. They were talking about, okay, for example, now, they're talking about the Mos Def pay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, Mos Def is underground. And they're like, but like, he was not like, Marvin was not like, oh, Mos Def has like, is mainstream too. Like, but like, nah, he's the underground king. But like, they not mention like two songs. And they were not like, two songs on the radio don't make you, they not search for the meaning of mainstream. Mainstream is basically when you have songs on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, Mos Def has songs on the radio. And it was like two, and I think Kiss was like two songs on the radio doesn't make you mainstream. Even before that, the guy said Future wasn't mainstream, but okay.
Future's not mainstream?
When he said that, I was like, huh? I was like, all right, fair enough, no wala. And then he now, when they now said two songs does not make you mainstream. Two songs on radio does not make you mainstream. Do you know what Marvin said? Marvin says Frank Lampard was an ex-footballer. And I'm like, what?
What?
And he was like, he was not trying to make sense of it. Like, yeah, like, it didn't make any sense. I guess we're trying to say, like, okay, because he used to...
Not this nigga watching ball.
Anyway, yeah, like I said, it is what it is. That's just how I
feel. But that's funny though. Like, you know, it's funny because, like, okay, so before I go to this, I'm gonna now say, okay, so yeah, basically saying that you used to enjoy stuff like this before, but you don't enjoy them anymore.
I still enjoy it, but I can now easily, like, be like, oh, these guys are dumb. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That depends on whether I still want to, like,
engage.
I'm still gonna feel like these guys are dumb, or these guys don't understand nuance or this thing. Do you get? I'm still going to, like, say that, but I might still listen, but they still that. Do you get? I can now support it, which is, I guess, is okay.
Yeah, I guess that's cool, because, like, you guys get filter for what you listen to now. Because, like, me, generally, like, I don't know, you must already know, but I don't just, like, take content in, like, willy-nilly. Like, I don't just be listening to just anything. Sometimes it makes me feel like, okay, maybe I'm not popping enough, or maybe I'm not, and I'm like that, I guess I just choose what I want to listen to and what I like. Because sometimes you hear some things and you're just wondering, is this how you see it? That's crazy. And like, they will not have any actual kidney to, like, back it up.
That's why, like, I had a thought about Twitter, and I'm like, if Elon Musk can do a thing where, like, before you can keep your Twitter account, you have to do an IQ test, and everybody has to, like, it has to be, or it is automated that it will be on your bio, your IQ test, and what your IQ is saying. It will just be nice, because when people say certain things, you won't pay them any attention, because look at this low IQ person trying to say something.
Some people call that discriminatory, don't you think?
Discrimination is not always a bad thing. Shaming is not
man said y'all niggas dumb as shit. I don't want to listen to that.
Yeah, no, come on. Imagine. No, that's not a life to live. I'm just sitting down and somebody doesn't have any research on anything that I've seen. He's just seeing whatever he wants to say, like, the hell.
Do you sometimes think that we talk like that?
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know that thought that's going through my mind.
Definitely.
I'm just like so people could listen to us too and feel that same way.
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely.
So that means we have to endeavor not to be like that.
Exactly. That's the point.
That's exactly the point. Oh, look at us holding a mirror to ourselves.
Yes, man. That's the point. And it's crazy. I don't want to meet. You know, sorry.
Hashtag introspection. Hashtag balcony boys. Hashtag philosophy.
As
bro.
The same. But yeah. What else do you have for us? I was gonna say something. Speaking of maturing.
Yeah.
I think I've made my first observation of maturing. The three shots one. I have two more. I think maturing is realizing that, like, bullets taste like grasshopper piss.
Yeah, bullets is horrible, dog.
Bro, that shit is terrible. I don't know why.
That shit is nasty.
I don't know why we used to drink that shit, but that shit is terrible.
It goes straight to the head. That's why it's bullets.
Yeah.
I don't think you've been drinking shit for how they taste, now.
No, it's not even the taste.
It just feels like you're drinking, like, bleach.
Yeah, it feels like you're drinking flageol in liquid form. Like, alcohol can taste strong, but it can still go down smoothly. Bullet is not like that. If you drink any other form, like if you drink, and I'm not even trying to even mention it, because it will be like, say, they endorse them. But if you drink Desperados, or you drink... even Smirnoff, the canned one, they go down smoothly. They might have whatever taste, but it still goes down smoothly. But you see, like, bullets, it's just weird. I think it's one of the things that they use in making it that makes it taste like that.
Yeah,
it's
it just tastes like
you have to understand.
It just tastes like
Smirnoff has 5.5% alcohol. This bottle has like 5.5% alcohol. You get. So those ones, they can afford to be very sweet. That bullet has
40%. It's not a sweet thing. It's not sweet.
It just tastes like you can use it to clean your toilet.
Anyway, sir, the thing is that, like, if you are an alcohol drinker, you'll be able to, like, distinguish, do you understand? What's, like, it's just bad alcohol.
That's it's just cheap alcohol. Just that's what it is.
It's just cheap and bad.
It's just like, cheap and fucking bad, bro. It's just cheap and fucking bad. And niggas is just and niggas is just running his based on, oh, you know. Like, I know somebody that used to boast about how he could finish 3 bullets and you stand.
I mean, that's crazy. And that do me to shame, but that's fine, sha. Like, I'm more like, bro. And also that, you know, like, some people are not really alcohol drinkers. So, like, they might not really, like, send like that.
Yes, but the thing now, me now, the thing where I don't drink the most this week now, now Origin Bitters.
Mm-hmm.
Now Origin Bitters, you get, but like, fuck. The thing where I don't drink the most now, Origin Bitters, the taste is very bad. Do you understand?
I mean, but so, that's bitters.
I mean, that's bitters.
Like, that's bitters. Like, bitters is supposed to taste like that, bro.
Okay, well, no, so I think I get what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just like, bro, like, if you just feel like if you use it to shine your sink, it will be clean.
I swear, you can use it and clean your shoes and it will be sparkling clean, bro. You can bleach something.
With yeah, you can bleach something with that bullet shit, bro.
That's crazy.
I don't with that bullet shit. And like, okay, so you're basically saying you're bougie now, right?
No, I don't even like it. No, but like, I don't really like vodka like that. You get, that's not my go-to alcohol.
So what's your go-to alcohol then?
I prefer like whiskey. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Agbero like, settings.
Get that kind of thing. Maybe where else they...
Did you say Agbero settings?
No, when I say Agbero settings, like... Only like a manly man, you know, drinks with scotch.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
They forgot.
This kid no be Agbero P now.
No be Agbero P. I'm just saying like...
Well,
like
they rap on for the Agbero way now. They get the Agbero lifestyle pattern.
I mean, is that the whiskey you are drinking? Now one will be whiskey, now whiskey. Oh, whiskey now.
Bro, I was thinking about like... This week, like, Naira has just been going crazy, right? Like, every day, basically, Naira has just been rising and rising and rising and rising and rising and rising.
Bro.
And, like, at some point, I think Naira was, like, 1.7 or 1.8 to the pound. I think...
Are you sure? I didn't see that one. That's I think... 1.5.
Well, to the pound? No, that's USD.
Oh, to the pound, to the pound. Ah, to the pound, yes.
The pound, bro. To the pound is almost 2K. Bro. Brace yourself, bro. Almost
2K to the pound, bro. It's going to get 2K to the pound. At least March. I don't know. There's nothing they can do about that one.
Like,
we're going to get 2K to the pound.
Like, that's crazy. But that's not even where I'm really going. Basically, like, a lot of people, you know, were really complaining about a lot of things. And I just started to reason, like, as this economy is changing like this, one of the things that will really go down is womanizing.
No, I was going to speak on that, Pete. I feel like, I'm telling you, bro, I think that those days they're not behind us, but, bro, I'm telling you that, like, babes, they feel them. Babes have no now. You understand? Like, this time around, like, back then, niggas were on splurge. You get, like, if you can replace your splurging nigga in 2 weeks, you get, no idea how to replace a splurging nigga. You didn't want. Splurging niggas hardly even day streets, you get. And like, yes. Niggas like keeping long roasters. Like, everybody understands, like, bro, even if you are trying to catch the lightest cruise with the babe, you're going to spend racks, bro.
Bro, you're
like,
going to spend racks.
There's no lights. There's no light.
Bro. That's the thing. There's no light cruise anymore because, like, if you even want to take babe to a restaurant, like, you're spending 60 to 70 bands minimum, as in that's even just on a chair and two cocktails each cruise. Like, that's literally what you're on.
Because now it's not even about the babe again only. Like, standards, they involved. You too. The guy ends where you know go one go.
Where you know go one go based on say you want to save money. Nonsense.
So even if na light babe or na pro max babe, like, bro, trust me, man. My rocks, they still go down. So obviously, womanizing go reduce now.
Womanizing go reduce. This is not an economically sound period to be womanized at all.
So I have like 7 babes on your roster.
7 babes on your roster, man. Nigga. Nah.
Kind of like, I also think that that's like a very, very like young guy cruise.
Except you have your babes like, on roster, Abby.
Yeah, except maybe you're like a celebrity. Do you get? We'll be saying, like, you're not even chasing Coochie. You get Coochie is just like, you
know, but hold on.
You know, I guess what Jay is trying to say is now, as the actual currency, the naira is going down, there are different currencies that will come up, like clout.
Yeah.
So clout will now start getting you more pussy than money.
Lodisa, your prefrontal cortex, don't they open? No,
you guys, so now the clout now is heavy because the clout is, in fact, you won't look at them as the only guys that really have that bar to splurge. They're the only boys that can really, really splurge on you. So, yeah, they can have only celebrities, like not as in like celebrities that can have like 7 to 8 babes and it's light. But you now, normal youth.
I don't even think celebrities have like, I don't even think it's a payoff that they have 7 to 8 babes. They just have 7 to 8 babes that are down for them anytime.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah. And but it doesn't mean those babes are on their roster.
No. See, but the thing is this, like, say, like, you get...
You understand my angle, Abi.
It just made me want to ask, like, what is a roster, basically?
That's fantastic. What, like, makes a roster?
That's a fantastic question.
What
makes a roster?
Because let me tell you, there's no answer in this roster P. Because if we have yarned 2 years ago and I call you 2 years later and we can pipe, you're my roster. You're my roster. What do you think so?
Are you sure?
Hmm.
Okay, do you know what I think? Okay, I'll just give my own definition of a roster. Me, I think a roster is a set of people that you are repeatedly in contact with.
I think they're roasting. Yeah. Okay, carry on.
Like, repeatedly in contact with, as in, this is not the we link once or we go club, then we go and meet, enter one place, we do one or two, and we don't yarn.
Yeah.
And then we now, I mean, that too can also be a roster, but you can, I mean, that kind of group too can also be on your roster, but you can say that she's not a starter on your roster. You get what I'm saying? She's like, you know, do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying?
I don't think that baby is on your roster.
Do you get? I don't think that baby is on your roster.
Your roster has to be like a continuous P.
No. If you just say once P, I don't think she's not really on your roster.
Yeah, I don't think she's on your roster.
Nah, bro. I don't think so.
I think it has to be like a continuous P.
What length of time categorizes continuous?
It's just how many times... One, okay, let me put it like this. Like, one is like how many times you guys have linked and actually had sex. Two, the value of like when you hit her up and she pulls up.
Yes.
Or
how much she values, like, how much she values your texting.
I want to see you,
how much she values your communication.
Yeah.
And how much you value hers as well, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's what makes it continuous as a roster. But then you can have those one-offs where, okay, it just happened and you guys don't need to, like, yarn, or it doesn't even lead to that anymore. It's just that one-off. I don't think you have to ask that as part of your roster.
Exactly. Like, those are just your friends.
Yeah.
These are just
your friends. I think back to the topic, I think famous or slightly famous people, guys, can use their clout as a currency, and people that have like connect and network, they can use that as their currency to draw bids now.
Yeah.
Now we money don't they had.
Ugo pull you into some kind of settings.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Like now, if you feel like now, let me tell you something that can get you pussy. Like now, like if you're at the club and you're in individual section, that can get you pussy.
Facts.
Exactly. So those are the things you need to like.
Basically, it's clout.
Brand association.
That's
to get more pussy. Now that money is now has now become
like, surely we'll just see you like dapping up like
Dapa.
And then like now
you get dapping up Dapa.
Dapping up Dapa.
Yeah, so like so it's that kind of pee. Yeah. I get it. It's crazy. Balcony boys observing the times.
they play on more. We're there on the bed dive view. We just the times
by balcony session.
You get what I'm saying?
Cool, like pre-oncy. How as young niggas now in I don't know where. I guess you have to clash yourself after I ask this question. But like, how do you now coast these times? Like, how do you manage during these times?
As an up and coming young nigga, what you need to do in these times, in these bad times, you need to stay on your Zoom. Most especially. Second of all, you need to stay close to God if you believe, or whatever you believe in. Stay close to that. Even if you believe in yourself, stay close to what you believe in. That's two. Three, your connections guys they tight. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Like you guys sabi correct people. You know what say where Shayvice say I know cap. I know people want me, I know cap. You guys know people because now who you know go feel they tell you say because they go feel tell you say how far. You know if you pass that, you know guys pass that long place, so get one backyard for you if you pass. So we'll enter here like this. You get that.
Just the way if you pass, where we the pass.
You get what I'm saying? You get nobody even back here where we free pass. Now back here where we the pass. So how far from more pass here, you get those three things. Fourth thing, you guys they take care of yourself. All that the money where you they make, you guys they go back into you because you guys they on your fresh. You get those four things. If those four things they on down path, every other thing will be added onto you.
Mm. I think that's really good advice, man.
Perina's prayer.
That's a really good breakdown.
I think I can even give like a summary of that, yeah, like because what it is primarily is get your value up. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get your value up. Like, summary, man. And fuck you what,
do you understand? Fuck whatever you're studying in school. Nobody gives a fuck. Fuck what you studied in school too. Nobody also gives a fuck. You understand? Get your, as in, inside value up. Like, what do I, as a human being, have to offer? So, the only way to build network correctly is through value. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, you're not going to bombard somebody. You need people that have value to be your guys. Someone that has value does not want to be a guy with someone because he wants him to be his guy. You're not going to my guy my way into somebody that has things and shit that is going on. You understand? You have to be a guy that brings value. You have to have something.
And you have to be the guy that is also, a person that other people want to be your guy. Like, bro, like, funny, like, because this thing that I'm saying, like, me, I posted one picture one time. When I'm walking. When I'm playing, you guess. If I play, you could see me. If I know the walk, you could, now only the only thing you could see is my walk. You get what I'm saying? Like, one guy where I never wore in time, the guy just texts me on some wagwan. Like, I know that guy doesn't have anything to ask me. And he doesn't listen to this podcast, I'm sure. So that guy doesn't have anything to ask me. He just texted me on some alpha. You get, like, and I'm just wondering, like, you now start to wonder, like, so, like, when you have value, like, everybody wants to be fucking close to you. You get what I'm saying? You have to be the guy that people want to be close to first before you cannot be close to other people that will now, like,
you,
get what I'm as saying? Now, symbiotic P.
So I say, forget anything because, you know, the way growing up works, is like being a young nigga, they make it very uni-related. Yeah. Yeah, they make you feel like this whole being a young nigga cruise. It starts from the uni.
First of all, the lifestyle uni only P.
You understand? First of all, the lifestyle in uni. Then second of all, what you graduate with and then eventually start working. All these things that you gain from going. Baba, I'm here to tell you that all that shit, like, in this current day and age, it's not penultimate. You understand? Like, it's what they call nice to haves. Understand? It's just a nice to have. Like, the real things that will get you into that room to be able to say that thing, like, something that's in your mind. You cannot just be a guy that they taught you everything you know. Come on, bro. Even that means
they go taught, further. Yeah,
you understand? That, so it's like, obviously, like, the guys who study that thought, stuff in like, school and then they like, can use that like, stuff they study in school.
get some countries where they don't teach you. You get some countries where they don't teach you. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't be taught everything. Like, you, like, as per se where they grow, like, this is not even a, this is not even a nigga pee now. Like, this is a human being pee. You get what I'm saying? Like, this thing, this all our yans with the yans are extremely, like, gender neutral. Like, everybody guys, like, understand this kind of pee. Like, bro, like, it's not even, it's peak. Like, it's just generally very peak. But yeah, it's man. Peak. But yeah, man, I think we can lighten this up the beast now, because Nigeria is popping in fucking AFCON right now, guys.
Can't even lie, bro.
Right now, that guys. Like, Nigeria is on crud, and like me, I believe that we can go all the way, because yeah. Really, I don't think I mean, maybe except Senegal. I don't know if whether Senegal is in the competition. I'm not sure. I can't remember about
Czech. No, they don't come out.
They don't come out since I mean, you get okay. They don't come out. So like, bro, like, we can really like get to the end. But have you guys been watching the games though?
Yeah, man.
I watched the game yesterday.
You watched the game yesterday. How did you feel about it?
I was just thanking God that Ozoho was not in the post.
God, that guy is a fucking basket.
That was the first one. That was my first thing. And then that Zaidu guy.
Dude, that guy is ass. That guy is ass.
After this tournament, can we not see that guy?
That guy is ass. I don't know. Like, bro, the guy doesn't do anything. Like, bro, he can't run. He can't pass. Like, he just occupied the left back. Like, bro, like, guy,
allow guys, the Call of Duty. You know, go trade Mumu.
Guy's not good. Guy's I don't not understand. Good at all. Like, based on the guys that are good, I think our old back line, Calvin Bassey, that guy, and Maldini, man.
I said, no, Bassey impressing me. He's really impressing me.
Yeah, he's really, really strong. Good. Our keeper, Nwabali.
My Rivers boy, let's go.
You know, like, anytime the ball, like maybe they play like a looping cross.
Yeah.
And he just goes up for it. Like, I'm so assured that he's going to get it. But it's now, so I would pray, say, God, please, let this guy not fumble this ball.
Yeah, the guy is very, I think generally when you're building the team, like, you guys build the team from the back. Like, mm-hmm. You guys make sure, say, your keeper, like, if they shoot, go catch him. You get, like, sometimes, like, it seems so very crazy. Like, oh, you know, your keeper should be able to, you know, pass the ball. Yeah, you know, do medio centro, campista. Who gives nobody? Sometimes just as simple as, if they shoot, can he catch it? When the ball is in the air, can he catch it? Mm-hmm. You get, can he pull it?
When the box is crowded, can he, like, make himself
big? Can he make himself big? Like, do you get what I'm saying? One-on-one, can he make himself big? You get, it's really sometimes it's really the simple stuff, and like Nwabali does it very, very well. Like, our defense is good too. Olaino, my sagging king.
As in my Sagittarius.
My Sagittarius. This nigga plays every good, single man. Game with his shorts below his waist.
At his knee. I'm going all the way, man. I'm going to 1-0 away to the
I trophy. Swear down. He's giving Spain a walk up. I swear down.
I'm going to 1-0 away.
We're going to 1-0 away to the entire thing. We're going to take it all, man. Oh. But I don't know. I really want Osimhen to come big here, because, like, he's trying, but I just need him to be the one to score the winning goal that makes us win the AFCON.
If he knows come, I don't care. Well, let him just have. See, let me tell you something.
I just like my 9 being scoring. I swear, that's just me.
Let me tell you something. I just need him to win. Because guess who doesn't have an AFCON?
Salah.
JJ Okocha.
And JJ Okocha.
Doesn't have AFCON.
Yeah.
And now goes into another thing that maturing helped me realize, that JJ is a streets won't forget player.
Real.
At his best. He's not a great. And this might be a hot take or whatever, but growing up, he's realizing that guy was not a great. Like, we have like 3 other Super Eagles players that are greater than him.
Yes, now Kanu is greater than him now.
We have Kanu. Do you understand? Like, Osimhen is definitely there, if not already there.
I think Osimhen is greater than JJ as well.
Do you get? So, like, JJ is just skills and all those kind of things, which is cool. I know it makes you culturally relevant, but
yeah, when it comes to being a great, you kind of add to the reason why people love the sport. Like Allen Iverson.
Yeah, but
Iverson is actually a great though.
But Iverson was actually like a great.
Yeah, he's a great.
Do you understand?
He's a bit different, but I guess that's a similar comparison. But he's a great.
Yeah, Iverson is a great. JJ is a street. JJ is like Adele Tarabt.
Literally, Adele Tarabt with an Igbo name.
Adele Tarabt with short power.
Bro, real. No, but I think we're gonna go all the way. I think Nigeria is like set up to do really interesting things in these last few games. Cause like, bro, who are we playing? Who is it possible for us to play next? South Africa, like we can beat those guys now. Like, South Africa or Cape Verde? I know Cape Verde is good. I can't lie. Like, I'm not even going to like shit on them because those guys they get giddy. But like, I don't know, man. We can beat those guys now. I be kill a few.
Yeah, we can beat. I think we can beat. See, I think we should win. It's not even can. I think we should win.
Yeah,
it's up to us to bottle it. But I think we should win that shit, bro. And the way the team is even set up, like I think we should win, man.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think we should win.
We should win.
But like speaking of Nigeria, I have two things to add. One deep, one wild.
Let's start with the wild.
Okay. I realized that, like, as I go older, I'm not deviant enough to be eating hairy pussy anymore. Like, when I was a younger man, if the pussy was hairy, I didn't care, I'd eat it, right? But now that I'm getting older, man, like, that hairy shit, I don't know, man.
So you want that shit to be like a baby's bum?
No. Nah, there's a middle ground between hairy and a baby's bum. There's a middle ground. Yeah, I don't mind baby's bum. I don't mind the middle ground, but hairy.
Okay. Cause I get it. What? Nah, man, don't come with a bush. Cause obviously, like some hair is never that bad. Like I thought you were not shooting on hair in general. Like some hair is never that bad.
Not at all.
But like I know that bush, man. I've seen that bush before, and yeah, it was in the younger time. I don't know how I react to seeing a bush right now.
I think generally, I just think bush is like irresponsible.
Yeah, you can't tell me that's your swag.
Yeah, like I was going like, to say, like, yeah, like, I'm not saying always be clean shaven. Like bro. Like
nobody's saying that.
I need that. See, sometimes if it's too this thing, it's kind of like. I don't know. Sometimes there's more character when there's hair.
It's too clean.
Show me that you're mature, you know. Show me you're mature, baby. But like, apart from that, like, don't call me no bush to me.
But like, come on, man. The fuck? Nah. Bush will go strong. Nah, that strong type with the top, Lutisan.
Yeah, like actual bush. This one will be like grass. Like
nah, actual bush. Allow that, bro.
Allow that.
I feel like that's one of. I feel like if. For some reason, maybe you were in jail for like 2 months and I just picked you up. Like, you need to start the conversation with that, hey, yo, like, I haven't shaved because X, Y, Z. I think I deserve to know before I go down there. Don't make me go down there and see Bush.
I can't really go too in-depth because, like...
No, you don't need to. You said your piece, man. Yeah. That's all, bro.
Yeah. I'll get found out if I go in-depth. So I won't.
Allow, bro.
But yeah, man, that's this way. And I'm just like, but on the other hand, in reverse situation, as guys, you should not be going to girls with bush.
Yes, we shouldn't.
That's why I'm standing on business here. Do you understand? There was a time when I was young, shorty young, with us there trying to make friction. I think we're trying to make a new invention. You get
meet and greet.
Entangling each other with the hairs. But like, come on, man. Now, where I get like 17 shaving sticks, I get Nivea aftershave balm, you did wine. Come on. You better do that thing, because I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
so
doing
what
it for healthy reasons. Yeah. And if I'm about to have sex, I do it extra. You know?
Real. You got to stay clean for the shorties. So what's the deep one?
The deep one is Ned Okonkwo saying that Nigerians should be able to wield a gun. Are you dumb, brother?
I don't agree that Nigerians should be able to wield firearms at all.
Wait.
Sorry, Ned-san. How that first one take outside Nigeria?
Not first. No, I said one wild and one.
No, he said. Speaking of Nigeria, he has two things to say. I mean, one of them is wild, but one of them is.
Yeah, this is the one that concerns. No, be Nigerian babes with a child in bush. You import babe.
Don't they pay excise duty on shelters?
But like, yeah. Nah, I'm just saying, like. The way you said it is like as if, okay. Sorry, guys. But these Luton Town boys, man, they bust my head. But like, yeah. You get like, they whine me.
Real.
That's how you asked me question that time, and then I was answering your question, and you were shouting go or shoot.
Guys,
I just have to charge it.
Just charge. Listen, tired of your bullshit.
I just have to charge this. You know what? This is just normal. Let's move on.
I apologize. It's just my phone. Can't just turn you off.
But yeah, back to the thing. Like, bro, like, do you know what country you are in? Like, even America, that's so loose. Like, can't you just see what's going on in America?
May they not bring gun come. I get it. But...
I personally don't get it though.
We don't need guns on the streets. It's okay. You do not need guns.
Fuck not.
Do not. Person will vex you now. You go your boots, go bring out gun.
See, I get, but the thing is, like we can say this
on top with know,
from Lagos and all that. You get, but niggas, we they live deep in the north. They, like, if they feel see gun, they go happy, man. Because niggas, they can't kill them from their own room, bro. Like, that's without doing anything.
True.
You understand? So, like, all these other guys, like, now the insecurity they cause.
But then, generally, approving gun law will increase crime rates in Nigeria.
Yes, it would. That's what I'm saying. So like,
we are trying to reduce it.
I get what he's trying to say. Like, niggas should be armed so that, like, it's not just, you don't just pull up to a niggas. Because, bro, that's what they're literally doing. Like, we don't wake up with the news now. We just see that they enter village. They go, they slice people from inside their house.
But not be them. There are people they do.
Don't do that. They get one Fulani Hausa documentary where they released BBC last year. If you watch them, you're going to say it's not be like that. Too. Those guys, they got form vigilante against guys.
No, you don't understand what I'm saying. He's a politician, so he's like part of the government, right? This is just me on my tin for heart. This is me on my control. What's the word?
Conspiracy theorist
people. Like no be una the cahoots. They do the bandit pee. Bro, I'm telling you, this is just like a way to bro. Now I'm telling you that when you think about the way the world works. You know go want to reason them. Do you understand? This is just like bro, like this is just a way. Cause okay, now they are going to put tax on the guns. Yes or no? Who is going to gain from tax? And so many other things, the importation, the this, the that.
Bro, we can gain? Never have gun laws in Nigeria. They should just forget.
Just forget it.
Like bro, they are not like Yankee. Will get all the cameras. They see they fuck up the cruise.
Bro.
We don't get any camera. Like, we can't have gun laws if we... Nah, guy, what we need to focus on...
the camera in America, niggas are shooting people in daylight. No be Jake, Toxic, Shadow in daylight. People are dying and getting shot in daylight with cameras. They don't care about that reference.
Let's see the try talk.
The name of the song is when Daylight. Now,
Drake, talk him, yes or no?
But who is he talking about?
Did you never say it? I don't know. People think he's talking about XSS, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, my art now. So, like, when they say shot him in daylight, no guys mean gone now.
That also leads to a conversation on, like, the people we look up to because you were saying something and, like, how the guys that we look up to, and you mentioned Drake. And this is cool and all, but that's another thing that growing up, I don't think I want to look up to niggas that promote certain things anymore or promote certain lifestyles anymore. Obviously, I'm still going to love them because of the impacts that they had during my adolescent years into, like, my, you know, being, like, into my manhood. But, like, being a man, man, there's some people, like, what did they even stand for? What are they promoting? What is their agenda? But Yeah, I don't know if you guys want to have that conversation now.
Nah, really, I feel you. I feel you. Because it's just like as a normal thinking person, like, what do you support? Do you get, like, and are you supporting it just by mouth, or are you supporting it by like what you take in and what you don't take in and all that shit? Do you get what I'm saying? I think me personally, I have a very like, I can like an artist, but like they don't kini my life. Like, I don't look up to them for kini. Like, I just know that, okay, there are aspects of them that I like, and I just take that. I don't take their whole cues, because like those guys are not pure. You get what I'm saying? Like, those guys, like, I could spend some time with them, and I could absolutely hate their fucking guts, because they are just so fucking shit. Like, I don't really know, like, who they are.
Like, yeah, I get you. You understand? The cruise now is that nobody, you're not going to be like anybody. You understand? Nobody's going to be like you. So, like, even when you're looking up to someone, even like Drake, you're not looking up to Drake so that you can be like Drake. But, like, let's say, like...
Are you sure?
Yeah. You get. Let's say, like, for instance... Like,
are you... Sorry, I want to ask a question. I'm sorry for interrupting, but... Do you think there's no point in three of us' lives that we didn't want to be like Drake?
See, like...
That's, I feel you. I no longer want to be like Drake, yeah. I want to be like myself. I just want to have some Drake-esque...
Yeah, you understand?
Don't get me wrong, there's some things like
portrayals. Right. Drake-esque right. portrayals, not necessarily embodying.
Yeah.
You get, because I don't do the things he does. You get,
I don't at all. I respect like women. Thanks.
So, but with that things,
yeah, I sorry, Karen. So you say you respect who?
I said I respect women. Thanks.
Don't kill me. Continue, Jay.
You understand? Like, the cruise now is bold of you to think. Like, wait, what does that mean? Means exactly that he doesn't respect women.
He doesn't now.
Okay.
Like, anyway, so not like on a, oh yeah, no, you don't respect me. Like, he does some shit that he doesn't necessarily have to do, and he just does it because he can do it. So, like, yeah. Like, he just sees certain things because he can see it. Like, I'm not talking about the situations where he's actually talking, like, real life shit that babes do that's not cool.
Like
that's,
give an example so Jay will be clear on.
Like, okay, what I'm saying is, like, okay, like that, the shoe fits now, for example, that he was rapping about all those things. Like, those are real things that's really happened. You get, those are the like he's very, very clear. Like, when he's expressing his kidney about some things that babes do, like, he's very, very clear on that. You get, and you can relate to it because you see it in your own society too. You see it in your own this thing. When he says something like, I can't really remember, man. I want to keep these hands brief, but like in other situations, like some kind of some like social jobs that Megan Thee Stallion, like all that's like, bro, you can just air, bro. Like, you don't have to yawn, to be fair. Like, you can just allow.
If that's where you're coming from, then I don't think that it doesn't respect women applies to that one.
Oh, okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But like, generally,
there might be other angles, but that one, I don't think it doesn't
respect women. I'm saying, yeah. Like, bro, this life is so, I promise you, Niz, this is what I can say. If you are like you right now, I'm never talking about you, who you're going to become, whatever. So about you right now, Niz, right now, you are a completely blown figure. And your life was obviously not transparent, but like people could basically like see most of the things you do. You now, your own 24 hours is the only subject to sharing, now the one way you will carry your own phone, snap, share with you they do. Or the one way you deal with your guy or person, and person snap you. Basically, it happens like once in a bit. You guess, and the things that are being shown are very, very contained. You know, if you like me, in fact, fuck you. Sorry, not like fuck you, like free you.
Yeah, free me. Yeah.
If person view my life from as in the way I run my life, they're not gonna really want like. You say why? You say, Baba, now the part of you now, part of me that I decide like to share out to people that people now say, okay, well, must see this guy. I go like this guy. I like the way they run in things. You get, I like the things when they do like. But if they see the other parts of me that I don't share. And I'm not at risk of it just coming out anyhow because, like, I'm Drake. Trust me, man. Like,
I get what you're saying, Drake. I get what you're saying, Jay. I get what you're saying, Jay, and that's very valid. But can't you see that, like, Drake put that out there? Like, from time, even before he was Drake that we know now, from his first albums, from he put that out there. He was the one that name dropped all the women. Nobody forced him to name drop all those women at the beginning. So he put that out there. And now, if now you've gone to the point where now everyone is interested, you can't be mad that everyone is interested because you put that out there. You kind of sign it. When you agree to be a public figure, you sign that people are going to be in your business.
Exactly.
It's like an unwritten contract. You sign it that, okay, people are going to be my business. No, while in fact, I'm going to put them in my business.
Guy, that's true. That's what I'm saying. That, and that's just because of the profession, you know, the life, the lifestyle, all of that. Because, yeah, like...
But you choose it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you choose it. But the fact that you choose... So now, listen, deep it like
And there
this.
Are people that are, have the same profession that don't do the same thing. J. Cole doesn't do that same thing.
J. Cole, like, in real life... Yeah,
doesn't do that same thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and in real life, these guys, like, when you check their crews, they might actually just be like that. You know, they might just be normal. You understand? Maybe, like, that's their crew. Maybe that's their own crew.
I like the way you said normal.
he just tried to say they don't get no bitches. That's what he's trying to say.
Maybe. No, like, for real, man. Like, they're just catching no their pee, you know, some J. Cole pee. Normal pee.
Why do you say some J. Cole pee? Like, say J. Cole pee, no, they fresh.
Is there free one? My family, I don't catch J. Cole Cruz. I don't know if see this gate for you. But, like, my point is this here. Like, when you are... So, this is for the young niggas that listen to our podcast. Or even niggas our age that need to get this game. When you're listening to artists or you're idolizing certain people or you are seeing that, man, this guy, like for me now, the one thing I look at Drake, you get, is his work ethic. Like, bro, this guy will come out on some day in 2011 and say, I'm him. And he'll be him 2012. Like, do you understand? Like, bro, that shit is inspiring.
Nigga came out in 2009, said he's him, and he has been him to 2024.
Like, bro, like, guy, that's like, bro, sometimes I tell myself I'm him in the morning and I forget by evening. Like, I'm telling you, like, I don't play with that shit, bro. That shit is like, it's constant. Yeah. So, I get people.
That. And that's why I said,
Drake-esque portrayals, like,
yeah, Drake S portrayals, man. Do you understand? Like, just like believing in your crews, no matter what the fuck your crews is, man.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that portray that around you, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying, like, there are a lot of people. You can also take, I guess, Drake is the most visible, so I understand that.
Like, Drake is not just that, too. Like, his music, bro. You know what the music does now. Like, you could have, and there are actors
that probably have... Say, you know what the music does? And see, the music makes you off your pants.
No, the music is
that's
crazy,
why. That's why it's so strong. That's why when you are putting certain messages in the music, like, thank you for saying that. You know what the music does? The music is very strong. It's more influential than anything that you see.
Anything, bro. Trust me.
So, like, that's because, why when... Yeah. Sorry. That's why when your music contains of certain messages, like, what are you doing... What are you doing? Do you not care about what your message is giving, or do you think care about is the numbers and the money that you make? Do you understand? And I guess that was like Mos Def's whole point. Is that like what you put in the music? Like, what are you trying to say? Like, are you just trying to make people consume? Because everything that's in the music now is to make you go and buy something, pay for something, or consume something. Literally, most of the songs that we listen to is to make you go and buy something or pay for something or consume whatever you want to consume. That's it. So, like,
yeah,
are you just sold into the consumerism culture, or like, do you have anything else that, like, you want to give the people that rate your music?
So I can say to that, yeah. And this is coming from a perspective where, like,
not you being a Drake spokesperson.
I'll take that role.
Please tell him I want to see him.
Abu Drake.
I'll take that role like mad. But like, bro, see what I'm trying to say. And this one, the perspective of like, and obviously for all of us, okay, for me, it was obviously the music that brought me into Drake. You understand? Like, you know, like, I didn't see his lifestyle before the music.
Brought me into Drake, nigga.
Bro, all of me, nigga, bro, sloppy and that. You get me, bro? But pause, major pause. I'm actually sorry about that, my guys.
Damn. Damn, bro.
But oh, like, basically, what I'm trying to say is the music got me to notice Drake and his crews, you understand? And like, what now transcended is that like, the things, what I was listening to, which is like the same effect that, obviously, oh my God, we're about to survive an episode without mentioning the mode black, but here we go.
I was waiting. I thought about it some seconds ago. I'm like,
yeah, we're so close.
We're so close.
We're only 10 minutes away.
Cook.
But yeah, cook, which is like, the similarities that those men have together, you understand? What I was listening to Drake say was prophecy. And what I've listened to him of recent is fulfillment of those prophecies. You understand? Like, when he says, I told these niggas I'm going to be really big, like, do you understand? And he was saying this thing like 2014. And I'm listening, I'm like, guy, but you're big. But he's like, but me, I don't understand that. He's trying to tell me that, guy, levels day, like,
that's one thing Drake like gives me, like, it's just me fulfilling my prophecies. He said something all these not these fantasies on my mind, the differences that we man, they all come true in due time. Like, you have to speak on your life, you get what, like, I'm saying, that's why, like, I like Drake.
When you look at that guy's life, it's like Drake's life versus Drake's life. It's never like, it was never really for me as a 2014.
Hey, Drizzy fan club,
bro. As a 2015, if you ask me who's your favorite artist, I'll still fucking tell you Drake. Do you understand? So like, the P is that, and then he was the GOAT to me. So the only person that this Drake right now is better than is that Drake, and that's the whole message. Like, the only person that you need to be greater than your life is yourself. But now, come back to what Lutan was talking about the things you put in the music after you suck in Jesus Christ. Pause, nigga.
This guy is a Drake. He's a Drake sexual.
Yeah, he's
an obisexual.
Drake, obisexual, bro.
But basically, man, after you suck a nigga in,
yeah, nigga said it again, nigga.
What? Come on.
Why you sucking nigga in?
Come on, Jay, please.
Man, nah, don't fucking kill me, man. But yeah. After you like draw a nigga in, I'm clear, yeah?
That's fair.
You get it? So now basically the P is inside that same music, bro. The guy they see and you say, bro, no go they take my word. They form say now you be a role model. Though. Like, no go they form say, like, the point is like, yeah, use your own brain still. You understand? Like, this is just like the journal of my life that I keep putting in this bar. I told niggas everything that's going on in my life. You understand? I'm not trying to say that this is the way to go. Plus, when you catch it, you see that some things that he does, he even regrets them. I mean, all these things, man, holistically, you take the role model, and what you take check is their lives. You get the possibility.
You have a point. You have a very good point. You have like,
I second that. You have convinced us today, and this is another edition of the Balcony Sessions Tribunal.
I'm going to rebuttal, but you have a great point. Both things can be like right, but like, see, as an artist, in his whole journey, he has given to us, and we've given to him back. Right? So, but like, in your music is you giving to us back. I mean, I appreciate it because you are so consistent with it, right? Like, you've given enough musically. But then, like, you can still go an extra step. You understand? You can still, like, maybe he's not gotten to his Jay-Z 444.
Yeah, I don't think he has gotten to that extra step yet. I think that extra step is still there.
Yeah, I believe that he can get to that point. But like everything, like you said, I was me back then, but now I'm me now. Do you get? And I'm living the life that I want to live. It's all self-serving.
It's just about Drake. This is Drake's world, and Drake does whatever he wants to do. And that's a wonderful place to be. But, like, what are you going to do with that? Jiggers, what? I don't know. His impact as Drake is already wonderful because it's inspiring to see somebody do that. But, like, I still think there's an extra, there's still an extra layer to get to. I think he'll get there. You know, he's approaching 40.
What I was going to say, he's going to get there. He's going to complete the arc.
I personally just feel like sometimes you just stretch your prime as like a popping artist before you now go into the giving back artist. If that kind of makes sense. Because I can draw like a similar like comparison. I don't know if it's extremely similar, but like if you see Jay-Z, for example, like Jay-Z dropped Magna Carta Holy Grail in 2013. And that was around the time that he started his, you know, giving back Jay-Z, because he dropped that in 2013. Then after that, he dropped 444 he dropped the Carters, which is that's 2018, but he dropped 444 in 2017. So between 2013 and 2017, that was 4 years. You get, so basically, like, his last period of him being like a popping quote unquote artist was 2009 when he released Blueprint 3. You get what I'm saying? And Blueprint 3, you can say, yeah, I mean, people like Blueprint 3, but Blueprint 3 is not exactly like, oh, you know, yeah, Blueprint 3. You get what I'm saying? It's just like, who likes it. You get what I'm saying? And I think it's kind of similar in this kind of way, because like, For All The Dogs is a lot. Like, For All The Dogs is everything that it sees. Like, it's a good project. Like, and you can pick the songs you like and go away with them. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. like, you kind of look back and realize that, it was just for that time. And maybe that might be the case. That might not be the case. Because, like, I've been feeling some type of way about some of the songs recently. Not like I don't know them again, but, like, there's just the way the songs feel.
Yeah, it's just like, bro, come on. You could have given me this point of view. You gave me this point of view 10 years ago.
10 years Drake. Ago. You get types of...
particular point of view, you gave it to me 10 years
ago. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like, in that time, I think this is, like, his Blueprint 3 phase. You know, like, yeah, yeah, Drake, yeah, big, yeah, you have the jams, yeah, cool. But, like...
I hope he gets to the point where he gives us his Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. You know, he gives us his own version of 444, because like there used to be something more than just go out, than him telling us to go outside and fuck bitches and buy drinks and travel on Vava. The boat was working too heavy on Somalia shit. Like,
yeah, but like
all that shit is fly and class.
No, wait, Lodisan, tell me something. All those something. Other niggas you mentioned, bro, are they in the pop scene doing these things that Drake is saying?
What'd you say?
All those niggas you mentioned, like Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, we don't see them on IG. You get? We don't see those niggas on
Twitter. I think that's exactly the point that Lucian is trying to make. That's why I said he's in his 444, he's in his Blueprint 3 era. Like, he's in his...
First of all, don't be comparing these eras, man, along these niggas.
He's in his last popping nigga era. I think this is what this is. I think he's just squeezing out the last of his popping nigga juice before he now like dons like a new set of clothes.
Yeah, you're the popping nigga, and that's good, but you're nearing 40, my brother.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, something's gonna have to give at some point in terms of the music.
Like, you're gonna have to give us grow, man.
That's literally just what Lisan is trying to say. You're gonna have to tell us
what you've learned,
like,
and introspectively.
You get the popping nigga to 20 level. Bro,
do you understand? You're gonna have to give up what you've learned introspectively, not just about the game or about women or about niggas. Like, interest within yourself, like, what have you on earth? Like, do you understand?
We want to hear it.
We followed your journey. We as fans, we want to hear it.
Yeah, but like the cruise is it's almost as if you want to hear it from me because you heard it from other niggas too, and they did that part in their own arc. Like,
bro,
me,
I
now.
Just said we are fans of him, so we want to hear from him.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. But like, as much as, like you said, yeah, symbiotically, we gave to the nigga gave to us, pause. But like,
no, that's not the pause there. Play on.
Regardless, it's the nigga's art, man. And also, not just art, his life. Like, if he doesn't want to ever give us 444, that was the way he chose to run his P. If he gives it to us now, and then he still gives us another honestly, never mind, after, that's the way man wants to run his P. Like, there's no, like, he should do this. Like, bro, this is what he has to give us now.
Okay,
this
so,
is
okay, so Jay, okay, so,
let
okay, so,
Drake sexual have
okay, okay, so Jay, okay, so Jay is arguing for artist autonomy, and Lucien is asking for giving for the bigger picture and giving to the game, like seeing the game as bigger than yourself type shit, Abby.
Oh, man, I don't know how the guy sees his life right now, but the way he sees it, that's the way he wraps it. So, like, kind of like, I'd always give him that leeway. Because you know what's crazy? This Drake P with the Yan, like, when I'm trying to run Nax, I don't be playing Drake. When I want to get locked in what I'm doing, I don't play Drake. Better I be playing the game, bro. Do you understand? So, like, I listen to Drake when I want to hear that particular nasty shit that he's saying, that P that he's saying. I know when I listen to Drake. I listen to Drake a lot in December when some shit was going on. You understand? Like, so it's like,
Drake is that's almost what, listening to artists.
Combined on this GC.
They have more influence on you than any other person that you just mentioned. That's what I am saying. That's my point. His influence is so big and so strong that he can go the extra mile and influence us to not just buy shit, but to be something greater than that self-serving. Do you understand? That's what me I'm trying to say. He's the most influential at this point.
Yeah, I get
like, even Kanye had his own arc before he went on his run. Like, Kanye was like, although same Kanye that would say, I am a god. He was saying, I am a god, so you can, yourself can
so that yourself can say, I am yourself. A god.
Bro, those bars are in the guy's life. The Drake guy's life.
That's on that for me, Sha.
Okay.
But based on the people that do that, I just want to say shout out to Cleo. So, Cleo's message is just like, man, you can be better, you are good, you can be better. I hardly hear any form of consumerism in her message. It's just like, man, life is what it is. Life can be good, life can be bad, but you can't, like, it's just like, man, it's real. Do you get it? It is real. So yeah, shout out Cleo Song, man.
I think with this we've come to the end of Balcony Sessions this week.
Yeah.
I think that this episode can teach you one or two things, or maybe 10 things. But while you're here,
77.
Or maybe 77 things, you know. Anyway, while you're here, please rate us 5 stars on any platform that you're listening to us. Follow us on our socials, Balcony Sessions, on Instagram or Balcony Sessions Pod. You can send us questions, you can DM us individually, and you can just chat to us, you know, like we're here to give you a nice vibe.
Yeah, comment on our Spotify.
Yeah, comment on our Spotify calls. You know what I'm saying? And like, we're gonna keep giving you guys back to back to back to back, like we normally do, like we usually do. Yeah, keep your fucking notifications on when we drop, because like, really, that's really the best way to like get to us. Like, once it drops, just tap in, bro. Like, so yeah, this has been Farina. And Ludi,
Slowly Sound,
and Naughty 44, and we're the Balcony Boys, and we're saying peace.